The Truth News Network.
When you can't tell the players without a scorecard, when men identify as women, white women identify as Native American, rich, privileged Hollywood types protest wealth and privilege by going to jail for abusing wealth and privilege, and no one has the brass to speak the truth, there's always TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here to throw the lightning is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. Again, I think you're going to enjoy today's discussion. You're going to help us throw the lightning bolt. We're talking today about something that maybe little Southern colloquialism put in here, maybe South Louisiana, I don't know, but we're talking about political switcherooskies. Switcherooskies. You'll get it in just a moment. Isn't it laughable as we American voters look in during campaign period and see the rush by political candidates to, in that moment of reflection, get an epiphany that prompts their switcherooskies on very controversial topics? It happens all the time. The latest, Joe Biden. Former Vice President Joe Biden, throughout his political career, has been very clear. He's Catholic by faith. Therefore, he has struggled with abortion. His face doctrine has always been pro-life. Politically, his party has always been pro-choice. However, even though technically he has been pro-choice, that's the voice of his party, he's been emphatic that he is against the Hyde Amendment, the legislative amendment which allows funding of abortions using federal tax dollars. That was a principal stance he steadfastly embraced until just days ago. Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond, defending Biden's view on Hyde on Wednesday night, this is just June 5th, just several days ago, he was on CNN with Chris Cuomo, and he said this: he is a deeply religious man, speaking of Mr. Biden. He is guided by his faith. His position on the Hyde Amendment has been consistent. That's Wednesday, June 5th. But then, just one day later, here's Democrat presidential candidate Biden himself. Quote, "If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code." He said that to a cheering crowd at a Democratic National Committee event in Atlanta, Georgia. That's on Thursday, just one day later. Why the sudden Biden switcherooskie? He's been attacked all week by leftist pro-choice advocates for his political hypocrisy for stating that abortion is okay, but that funding it with tax dollars was wrong. Why is that wrong? Those leftists state that doing so would negatively impact on the poor, and therefore that makes it wrong. And they said he could not be elected if he was against tax dollar funding of abortion. So, Biden switched. Just like that. Let's look at California's Kamala Harris, former Attorney General, now U.S. Senator. She's running for president too. Before she was serving the people of California as a senator, Harris served as the state's AG. As Attorney General, Harris had to enforce California's laws as written, but she also used her position to advocate for policies she felt would keep her constituents safe. After all, that's what attorney generals do. Formerly, as California's AG, she supported immigration laws that, though controversial, had to be enforced. They were the law. Even that which required the reporting of illegal juveniles to ICE, which flies in the face of sanctuary cities. As a presidential candidate, however, her story changed. She encourages all federal, state, and law enforcement members to not cooperate with ICE on anything that goes against the concept of sanctuary cities and supports deportation of illegals. Don't work with them. Don't help the feds. That's the first Kamala Harris switcherooskie. Then during a radio interview with The Breakfast Club, Harris claimed that she smoked pot when she was younger and that any claim that she opposes full marijuana legalization are not true. But in her 2014 campaign, her Republican opponent for Attorney General, Ron Gold, was very public about his support for the full legalization of pot. Harris was not on the same page. When she was asked about legalization by KCRA in 2014, she laughed at Gold's stance and said he was entitled to his opinion. Her presidential campaign may be pro-pot, but her time as attorney general certainly wasn't. During an interview with CNN shortly after her presidential announcement, Harris told host Jake Tapper that America should eliminate the private health care system. "Let's eliminate all of that," Harris said, "of the private insurance industry. Let's just move on." But according to CNN, as the furor grew toward her plan to ban private health care, her team announced that she is now open to keeping a market system in healthcare finance. Harris has also done the old switcherooski on required investigation of cops who were involved in killings and also on mass incarceration. Well, let's turn the calendar back a few years. What about Barack Obama? He had a bunch of switcherooskies. He believed in the evolution of his positions on political issues. That's what he called it. "My opinions are evolving." First one, gay marriage. Before he was a U.S. senator, Obama liked gay marriage. Then when he ran for the U.S. Senate, he said gay marriage was wrong. As president, he claimed his views were evolving on it. And finally, Obama said he supports gay marriage. He said that again. Former presidential candidate in the Republican Party, Mitt Romney. Democrats have not had exclusives on the switcherooskies. During Romney's run for the White House in 2012, he had long been pro-choice, but during the campaign, he announced he was pro-life. Romney, during that came, also made a 180-degree turn on gay rights and gay marriage. George H.W. Bush, that's Bush 41. Remember his famous speech at the Republican National Convention in which he promised, "Read my lips, no new taxes." Of course, that changed of switcherooski, and new taxes were passed in Congress and signed into law by Bush 41. He was rewarded by voters for doing so. They chose, the voters did, Bill Clinton over Bush in 1992 for the White House, thanks to his switcherooski on taxes. Have you heard of this guy, presidential candidate John Hickenlooper? Former Colorado governor and Democratic presidential candidate John Hickenlooper does a good job with his switcherooski. He strongly opposed a 2012 ballot initiative that made his state the first to legalize recreational cannabis. But by 2019, he had long warmed to the idea, telling a CNN town hall that Colorado's approach was, quote, "so much better than the old system, where we sent millions of kids to prison, most of them kids of color." And what about Beto? Former Representative Beto O'Rourke of Texas supported a government-run system embodied in the Medicare for All bill during his Senate run in Texas in 2018 that would have effectively eliminated private insurance. But in March, after just setting out on the presidential campaign trail, he said he changed his mind and now favors legislation that would add a Medicare-like option, that's his word, Medicare-like, to compete with private insurance, not abolish it. O'Rourke acknowledged that many people like their employer provided health care insurance. Let's go up north. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She, a Democrat senator from New York, in a 60 Minutes interview last year said she was embarrassed by her opposition to gun safety bills and ashamed of her past support for proposals to scale up immigration enforcement and to deny driver's license to undocumented immigrants. The NRA has since gone from giving her an A grade to an F grade, and she also has come out for abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement and transferring its responsibilities elsewhere. However, previously, Senator Gillibrand had been a voracious supporter of the National Rifle Association. In fact, a letter from the senator to the NRA just surfaced in which she praised the NRA for its support of the Second Amendment and their support of gun rights for all Americans. She also was a huge supporter of ICE and its efforts to protect New Yorkers in areas where illegals and MS-13 gangs have murdered many on Long Island. We can't talk about switcheroos without talking about Hillary Clinton. In 2016, she had a propensity to change her mind on big issues, and she has for quite some time. She has reversed her positions on gay marriage, immigration, gun control, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Trade Pact, mass incarceration, the Iraq War, and on the Keystone XL pipeline. When CNN moderator Anderson Cooper called Clinton on her flip-floppery, or switcheroos, in a 2016 presidential debate, you remember this? Will you say anything to get elected, he asked her. Everybody took a collective gasp when he asked that. She defended her policy, switcheroos, as expressions of political thoughtfulness rather than weakness. Well, actually, I have been very consistent, Clinton said, arguing her unyielding commitment to the same values and principles over her entire life. But like most human beings, including those of us who run for office, I do absorb new information. I do look at what's happening in the world. She also tells a few lies. So what is all this about? Where are we going with this? We all know that they flip-flop, that their switcheroos are out there in front of us almost daily. What's it all about? Well, we got the answer to that. We got a few more comparisons, and we're going to bring this to a conclusion. And it's something that every American needs to hear, read, and listen closely to. Don't go away. We'll be right back at truthnewsnet.org.
Real truth, real news, TNN. The Truth News Network.
Out for some Lay's and you face a test. Which tasty chip will be the best? Sour cream and onion, smoky barbecue. Cheddar, sour cream, salt and vinegar too. You sample them all cause the crisp is so good on your lips. Yeah. You left your wallet at home. But now you have a new best friend.
The many flavors of Lay's chips. One taste and you're in love.
Truth, justice, the American way. The Truth News Network. Once again, here's Dan Newman.
So, we heard about the most recent switcheroos, but we all realize there have been switcheroos in politics for decades. So what's it all about? Sadly, all of these above and other switcheroos are definitely about something specific. Certainly, instances like these are not new, and they're not unique, but they certainly are sad examples of what has happened here in the United States. I remember the stories of the fathers of our nation when they were establishing the nation in the very first place. They met, they discussed, and sometimes they argued. Sure, doing those discussions and sometimes in those arguments, tempers flared, arguments turned into pushing and shoving, voices were raised, and even fists came out from time to time. There was that famous duel to settle one dispute. But what this gang of politicos are doing today, and have been for several decades, is not what our forefathers did. There is today no serious discussions between candidates or those already in office about issues. There is no debate. No logical examination of facts of any controversial matter. Such discussions are immaterial to today's politicians. All that matters is specific political perspectives on every issue. Example, I listened yesterday as television hosts grilled a political expert regarding the switcheroos by former Vice President Biden regarding the Hyde Amendment. Biden was an ardent supporter of the amendment for a couple of decades. And remember this, it prevents federal funds from being used to fund abortions. This expert, a Democrat Party pundit, defended Biden's sudden change. That's not a surprise. His switcheroos was because his, quote, position on federally funded abortions has evolved through the years, according to that Democrat pundit. He's now making such all applicable circumstances of a matter factor into all decisions he makes regarding all issues that are important to Americans. But you know what? It's really not about issues evolving. It's not about new information or the understanding of scientific breakthroughs like that in climate change. It's about one thing and one thing only. Whatever it takes to get enough votes to win their next election. That was not what drove the Washingtons, the Franklins, the Jeffersons, the Henrys, and the Burrs of the 1700s. What's changed? A whole bunch. But all these changes that happen every day among Americans, politicians, are tied directly to one thing and one thing only. Listen to this two-word term. Moral compass. Moral compass. So what's that? Simply stated, moral compass is the thing inside of all of us that tells us which direction we should go when we have to make decisions involving right and wrong. This is how we judge a person's character and whether they will make a moral or a good decision. Many claim to have a simple formula on how to evaluate a person's character. When you hear their opinions on a subject, it's clear that they form the basis of their opinion on only one single issue. This is wrong, because the sum of a person is not whether they make no mistakes in judgment. Instead, it is the quantity and the quality of those mistakes. A person could otherwise live an upstanding life, be very moral and very good in oh so many ways, and yet be guilty of a personal failing just because of one bad choice, one single issue. When we evaluate a person's character, the only fair way to do so is to look at how they conduct themselves in many areas. How do they treat strangers? How do they treat their enemies? Are they honest? Are they loyal? Do they help others in need? There's many other criteria in which we can judge. None of this suggests that we weigh all moral failings equally. Judging a person is based on the impact their moral failings have on other people. To this Cajun who immigrated to North Louisiana, honesty is the chief arbiter of a person's character. Honesty is something that I consider crucially important. What I consider lying, dishonesty, is the case where a person willfully and knowingly misleads others simply to get their own way. It is a huge moral failing to be able to and be comfortable with bending the truth very easily. People with a stable moral compass feel uncomfortable with it and may even be reluctant to do so. Unfortunately, sometimes people believe their own lies. That's sad. It's hard for me to even say that. That's a sign of complete dishonesty and demonstrates a lack of conviction. It is being a hypocrite to oneself and to others. It's one thing to trick other people, folk, but when you trick yourself or when you talk yourself into believing one of your own lies, that's trouble. How a person treats those they disagree with and those who are less fortunate in any way says a lot about one's character. Many religions tell us to turn the other cheek when we're attacked. Living up to these standards sometimes can be pretty hard. Maybe even impossible. Many people have a difficult time of it. However, the true test of character, or lack thereof, is when a person is willing to treat their enemy with deliberate and sometimes calculated cruelty and abuse. It becomes clear then that he or she has no moral compass and no compassion for other people. When we lack conscience, then we lack humanity. I'm going to say that again. When we lack conscience, when we can make those kind of decisions and it doesn't even bother us, it's no big deal, that shows our lack of humanity. Humanity is what differentiates us from others in the animal kingdom. So what reasoning can we use to accurately determine the reason or reasons for all the switcherooskies related to Americans' politicians above? And there's a bunch of other ones, folks, that we could be here all day. Didn't have time. I got to be honest, when I take an objective view of these examples, and honestly, I have serious doubts with the reasoning used for all of them. It's not about the issues. although I have particularly strong feelings about each one of them. And it's not so much about which side of each issue on which any of these come down on. My issue, and I think it's not just my issue, but the issue for many Americans, is with the moral compass of each of those who make these switcheroos. How else can you explain the drastic changes, sometimes literally overnight, like former VP Biden did last week on the Hyde Amendment? Biden held his views on federally funding abortion since Roe v. Wade in the early 70s. He hadn't changed since then. And literally in one night, just one night last week, he abandoned that 40-year-old opinion he said previously was embedded in his conscience. Our nation is letting our collective and individual moral compass slide and slide and slide. We're making it easy for the generations who follow us to waffle on everything they face in life, every possible thing, holding no absolutes on any issues in their lives. We're slowly embracing the life philosophy of fly by the seat of your pants. Have you ever heard that? Just fly by the seat of your pants. In other words, if it feels good, just go do it. It seems to be the easy path on which to walk that teaches us anything goes at any time. Just do what feels good. But with that goes all of the social skills that humans must use to interface with others. You want an example of this slide? We have no longer any political discourse in America. Opposing parties refuse to discuss, negotiate, find compromise on all issues they face. It's our way or the highway on every issue. And it's not just Republicans, and it's not just Democrats. It's all members of parties and people who are not even members of formal parties. So you know what? Very little or nothing gets done because nothing gets agreed to. Is that the world you want for your children, your grandchildren, and their children? If so, you're certainly very happy today because you're getting just that. If we don't want that world, we all must step up and say, enough is enough. If we don't do that, the only unanswered question will be, who's going to get all the stuff done that has to get done? Nobody's going to reply to that question this way. Oh, I'll do it. No one will be there to make things happen, especially not with the determination of right and wrong as the foundation of their moral compass. Thank you for joining us here today. Another very controversial topic, but it's one of the most important we have discussed, and certainly one of the most that we will discuss for a long, long time. There may not be another more important. Think this through. I'd love to hear from you. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. That's Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Send me an email. Tell me you agree. Tell me you disagree and explain. I love to get differing opinions. That's what we're about. Conversations and together finding truth at truthnewsnetwork.org. Till we get together next time, thank you for joining us here today. You have a great day. So long, everybody.
So busy, you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.